Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Iran rejects American peace proposal, puts 5 conditions to end conflict. Israel says it will continue with its operations until Iranian threats are neutralized. Government of India convenes all-party meeting to discuss West Asia situation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets U.S. Under Secretary of War Elbridge Gwalby in New Delhi. Both leaders exchange views on current geopolitical scenario. Bangladesh observes Genocide Day to remember victims of Pakistan's brutal military crackdown on unarmed people. And Indian archers win 2 bronze medals in the first stage of Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament in Bangkok. And now the news in detail. Iran has responded negatively to an American proposal aimed at ending the ongoing conflict, insisting that any cessation of hostilities will only occur on Tehran's own terms and timeline. Talking to state broadcaster Press TV today, a senior political security official emphasized Tehran's resolve to continue its defense and inflict heavy blows on the enemy until its demands are fulfilled. According to the official, Washington has been putting forward proposals that Tehran views as excessive. The official outlined specific conditions under which Iran would agree to end the war. These conditions are complete halt to aggression and assassinations by the enemy, establishment of concrete mechanisms to ensure that the war is not reimposed on Iran, guaranteed and clearly defined payment of war damages and reparations, conclusion of the war across all fronts and for all resistance groups involved throughout the region, and international recognition and guarantees regarding Iran's sovereign right to exercise authority over the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. President Donald Trump's conditions include a 1 month of ceasefire to discuss the agreement and a total ending to Iran's nuclear weapons capability.
The American terms demand that Tehran must stop uranium enrichment within its territory and ensure the Strait of Hormuz remains open. Additionally, Iran would be required to transfer its stockpile of highly enriched uranium to the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, and dismantle major nuclear sites at Natanz, Isfahan, and Fordo, while allowing full access to the IAEA. The U.S. proposal also requires Iran to withdraw from regional proxy activities and end support for allied armed groups. It calls for placing limits on the range and number of missiles and restricting future missile use strictly to self-defense. In exchange for these concessions, Washington reportedly offered a complete lifting of sanctions on Iran and support for its civilian nuclear program. However, experts say that with Iran hardening its position and placing its own demands before the U.S., it appears that the standoff in West Asia is far from over. In an interview with a news agency, Israel's ambassador to India, Reuven Azar, also asserted that Israel will continue with its operations until the Iranian threats are neutralized. Ambassador Azar warned that Iran will face major consequences if it continues to double down and refuses to cooperate with the American and international community requirements.
We control the skies of Iran. We're capable of continue hitting military targets, the military industry, the top tier of the command and control. So we'll continue doing that and inflicting that kind of pressure. I think that it's working. As I told you before, the Iranians have blinked first, this regime, and we hope we'll be able to get into a diplomatic outcome.
Meanwhile, peace remains elusive in West Asia, with Israel continuing its strikes in Iran and the Iranian military launching its retaliatory strikes against Israeli and American targets. Valsa Williams for World News.
The government today convened an all-party meeting on the West Asia situation in Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting, which was attended by Union Ministers Amit Shah, Dr. S. Jaishankar, Hardeep Puri, Kiran Rijiju, JDU Working President Sanjay Jha and Rajiv Ranjan or Lalan Singh, including other leaders. Congress leaders Mukul Vasnik and Tariq Anwar, CPIM MP John Brittis, Samajwadi MP Dharmendra Yadav and other leaders of opposition parties were also present in the meeting. The meeting was convened amid escalating tensions in West Asia, which have disrupted critical maritime corridors and raised concerns about the safety of Indian nationals in Gulf nations. The all-party meeting follows Prime Minister Modi's address to Parliament on the situation in West Asia. The Prime Minister said, the government has constituted 7 empowered groups to develop strategies on fuel, supply chains and fertilizers, among others, to mitigate the impact of the Iran-Israel-US conflict. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Undersecretary of War Elbridge Colby in New Delhi this afternoon. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they exchanged views on the current geopolitical scenario. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri also met Mr. Colby on the sidelines of the India-US Defence Policy Group meeting today. They exchanged views on advancing bilateral defence cooperation, regional security, and further strengthening the strategic partnership. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Bangladesh is observing Genocide Day today in solemn remembrance of the victims of the brutal military crackdown carried out by Pakistani forces on the night of 25th of March in 1971, under the codename Operation Searchlight. The day marks one of the darkest chapters in the country's history, when unarmed people were killed across the then East Pakistan, triggering widespread atrocities during the Liberation War. President Mohammad Shahabuddin and Prime Minister Tariq Rahman paid tributes to the victims and reaffirmed the nation's commitment to preserving the spirit of the independence struggle. Prime Minister Rahman, in a post on social media, said, "In the history of freedom-loving Bangladesh, 25th March remains one of the most disgraceful and brutal days." More from our Dhaka correspondent.
The night of March 25th remains is in national memory as a calculated assault on the cultural, intellectual and political fabric of the Bengali people, with institutions like Dhaka University among the main targets. As part of nationwide observance, a symbolic 1-minute blackout will be held from 10:30 p.m. to 10:31 p.m. with key installations and emergency services exempted. Educational institutions are organizing discussions, while documentary screening and photo exhibitions are being held across major cities to highlight the genocide and the liberation war. Special prayers are being offered at mosques and other places of worship in memory of those killed, while illumination has been restricted as a mark of respect. Naval Singh Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
President Draupadi Murmu has extended warm greetings to Bangladesh on its Independence and National Day, reaffirming India's commitment to strengthening bilateral ties and promoting regional peace, stability and prosperity. India has categorically rejected the statement issued by Pakistan in support of a banned terrorist organization and its members. In response to media queries regarding statement made by Pakistan on judicial matters concerning a banned terrorist organization, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stressed that Pakistan has no locus standi to comment on matters internal to India or its judicial processes. The International Film Festival of Delhi began today at Bharat Mandapam in Delhi. More from our correspondent.
Running from today until the 31st of this month, the International Film Festival Delhi presents over 130 screenings from 47 countries. Curated from more than 2,000 submissions across 101 nations, the lineup reflects the festival's scale and global resonance. The festival opened with Seerat, an Oscar-nominated road film by acclaimed filmmaker Oliver Lacks, setting a strong international tone. It will conclude with Amoeba, a striking debut by a Singaporean director, Tan Seo, underscoring a commitment to fresh and diverse cinematic voices. The inauguration event witnessed the presence of noted personalities from Indian and international cinema, including Enrique Arce, Vivek Oberoi, Isha Gupta, Hema Malini, Arvind Swamy and Madhur Bhandarkar. With its rich global lineup and vibrant industry participation, the film festival seeks to emerge as a dynamic platform for cinematic dialogue, creativity and collaboration in the years ahead. Aman Yadav for World News.
Indian archers won 2 bronze medals today in the first stage of the Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament in Bangkok. In the women's recurve event, the trio of Ruma Biswas, Kirti and Riddhi 4 defeated Malaysia 5-1 to win the bronze. In men's compound category, Rajat Chauhan, Rishabh Yadav and Uday Kamboj defeated Bhutan with a score of 234-232 in the bronze medal match. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Iran rejects American peace proposal, puts 5 conditions to end conflict. Israel says it will continue with its operations until Iranian threats are neutralized. Government of India convenes all-party meeting to discuss West Asia situation. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.